Call to Worship is a one-hour radio program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship, along with a short devotional topic. The Call to Worship program has been encouraging listeners since its first broadcast in 1989. This ministry centers around God's Word, spoken and in song. Here is host and producer of Call to Worship, Gary Roby.
The Word in Worship. Worship fundamentally involves Scripture, God's Word. Concepts of the Bible are woven into our prayers, whether out loud or when we communicate with the Lord in our hearts. Songs written by God-fearing men and women as they're led by the Spirit incorporate Scripture. Many times, verses are actually quoted within the lyrics of the music. While we worship God in music, His Word is further confirmed in our hearts and minds as we hear it, and especially when we sing along. And as we fellowship with other believers, testifying as to what the Lord is doing in our lives, or discussing what we are learning from the Word, this is helping us to grow in grace and knowledge of the Holy One. While we pray with others, His words should be in that conversation with Him. Jesus, speaking with the woman of Samaria, described worship in John chapter 4. Jesus replied, "Believe me, dear woman, the time is coming when it will no longer matter whether you worship the Father on this mountain or in Jerusalem. You Samaritans know very little about the one you worship, while we Jews know all about him, for salvation comes through the Jews. But the time is coming, indeed, it's here now, when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. The Father is looking for those who will worship him that way. For God is spirit, so those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth." From John 17, Jesus speaking in prayer for all Christians, "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word." The Word of God gives us clear instructions as to how we are to worship Him. 1 Chronicles 16. "The gods of other nations are mere idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty surround Him. Strength and joy fill His dwelling. O nations of the world, recognize the Lord. Recognize that the Lord is glorious and strong. Give to the Lord the glory He deserves. Bring your offering and come into His presence. Worship the Lord in all His splendor. Let all the earth tremble before Him. The world stands firm and cannot be shaken. Let the heavens be glad and the earth rejoice. Tell all the nations, the Lord reigns. Let the sea and everything in it shout His praise. Let the fields and their crops burst out with joy. Let the trees of the forest sing for joy before the Lord, for He is coming to judge the earth. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His faithful love endures forever." I've heard it said, and it bears repeating, that our worship to God involves getting into God's Word and getting God's Word into us. Look at Psalm 119. "How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path." Our worship includes singing and making music. For example, after Jesus celebrated Passover with the disciples, Matthew 26, "And when they had sung an hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives." Ephesians 5, "Don't act thoughtlessly, but understand what the Lord wants you to do. Don't be drunk with wine, because that will ruin your life. Instead, be filled with the Holy Spirit, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs among yourselves, and making music to the Lord in your hearts. And give thanks for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." The Word of God is an integral part of worship. Filling our hearts and minds with His Word will enrich our times of worship and praise in His presence. Please listen to the words of the psalmist David. Psalm chapter 1. "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Amen and amen.
This has been another devotional taken from the Call to Worship program, a listener-supported ministry heard weekly on local Christian radio stations and available 24/7 at calltoworship.us.